The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Yes, it is time now for the Soapbox of Six, wherein we ask the great and good of Irish society to come in and talk to us about a matter or an issue close to their heart. And with me today on the Soapbox is Gillian Brennan, who's the CEO of the Humanist Association of Ireland. And Gillian, kind of timely that you're in today, because this morning we had publication of a planned new curriculum for primary schools. So schools of the education system on the agenda already today, and they are what you want to talk about. Not the curriculum, but rather the role and place of religion in school. Is that right?
Absolutely. So as CEO of the Humanist Association of Ireland, we have a great interest. I personally have a great interest in looking at gaining equality for the non-religious in Ireland. And I suppose some people might be surprised to realise that the Programme for Government has a plan to achieve 400 multi-denominational schools by 2030. But right now, in 2024, we have less than 170. So that's in and about 5% of the overall number of schools. So, and I suppose if you look back over the last number of years, only 8 schools have divested in the last 5 years. So the Minister for Education has quite a hill and a mountain to climb to reach her goal of 400 schools by 2030. And you might say, well, how does that translate into reality for people on the ground? So I suppose the further away from Dublin you go, it gets more pronounced, in that if you're very lucky, parents might have 2 options to choose from. There may be a Catholic school and a Protestant school, but for the most part, there's just the local Catholic school. So that means for the 14% of people that identified as non-religious in the last census, that essentially they are being forced to send their children to the local religious school, which for the most part is under the patronage of the Catholic Church. Mm. So 90%, almost 90% of our national school system is run by the Catholic Church, yet only 69% of the population identify as Catholic. So that's an initial problem.
It's a funny one, isn't it? Because, I mean, you know, the church officially, now the church is kind of, it's a broad term and there's lots of people in it, but kind of the official position is that they're not opposed to divestment. Now, I would absolutely acknowledge, I'm sure there are some within the church who are, but that's the official position. As you say, it's the official government policy to encourage it. Yet that's where the problem is. Like, the new schools being built are not coming on stream with a religious ethos, correct, as far as I understand. So the problem here is the pace of divestment, isn't it?
That's right.
Like, where everybody seems to be, or where most people seem to be on the same page or singing off the same hymn sheet, why do you suspect it's so slow?
Well, I think the government ran a pilot program to try to get more schools to divest. And I suppose that pilot was really rather unsuccessful. If I take the example of a school in Raheny, I suppose there was a lot of misinformation put out there and fear mongering. So even down to things like parents were told, oh, you know, you won't be allowed to celebrate Christmas anymore for your children. So there was that level of fear, and there was no formal suite of information documents put out to parents. So many parents were kind of fearful of the unknown, and they thought, oh, well, you know, what we have is not so bad. And I think in most parts that there wasn't the opportunity or adequate opportunity for non-religious parents to be able to air their views. And I suppose people were told things like, well, you know, there's a multi-denominational school down the road. Can't you send your child there? But, you know, guess what? That school is oversubscribed. So I think maybe the government was a little bit naive in how they went about that. Now, I know they have a plan for this year to survey on a national scale parents throughout the country. But I haven't seen any of the details of that emerging yet.
Yeah.
And I suppose even that in itself is a little bizarre, because I think I'm not aware of any other aspect under the government's programme for government where they go out and survey the entire population to see how would you like us to do things. So I suppose I think that the Department for Education and the Minister in particular need to be more assertive and, you know, to set out a particular tangible plan. Mm. And, you know, that's something that's been called out by the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child. They have actually, you know, put down in writing to the government that they need to set out what their tangible goals are to achieve it. And I suppose even beyond that, we have no non-denominational schools in Ireland. And again, the UN has called us out on that and say the government needs to have a plan, not just for multi-denominational schools, but for non-denominational as well. But the government has no plans at all to set up any non-denominational schools within the country.
Like, is there a simple solution?
Well, I suppose, you know, I think that perhaps the government needs to actually take action. Obviously, you know, you can't barge in and dictate, but there needs to be engagement and collaboration.
Because I assume what complicates kind of barging in and dictating is that a lot of the schools are what are called voluntary schools. So it's actually the religious orders will own the land and often own the building. So it's, you can't, it's not a case of, you know, there might be people listening and they might think, well, just go in and change the board of management and kind of get on, take the crucifixes off the wall and get on with it. But I mean, that's problematic if a religious order turns around and says, well, you know, we actually own all of this.
Yes, but I suppose you have to look at, you know, the our school system is funded by taxpayers' money, and that means taxpayers of all faiths and none. You know, and is it appropriate to allocate 90% of the funding for our primary school system to schools that are under Catholic patronage?
The running of the schools is funded almost entirely by the taxpayer, but often the construction of the schools or the purchase of the land is funded by the voluntary organisations.
Yeah, I suppose some of that is historical, for sure. And you know, that can go back many decades, even, you know, more greater than a century or whatever. So that is certainly problematic. But even on a very tangible level, if you take how religion is taught in the schools, even leaving aside a moment the patronage of it, so a recent OECD study showed that 10% of a child's school day is spent on religious instruction. That puts us second to Israel. And it's double the OECD average. So there would be a very simple thing where you could level the playing field without worrying about the buildings or the patronage. You know, if you took religious instruction out of the school and put it to the end of the school day after school hours, that would solve a lot of problems for non-religious parents. And I suppose in addition to that, we would experience our members on the ground telling stories which are very emotive for parents, where their child has been singled out for unwanted attention because the parent has chosen to opt them out of religion class. And the schools are supposed to, you know, put alternative arrangements in place. But if you're in a small school and there's not much resources, that can be difficult. So sometimes the child is taken along to the church because there's simply no alternative supervision option for them. Or they're put sitting at the back of a classroom during religious instruction and, you know, told, you know, you close your ears basically to what's going on. But, you know, children can learn just by hearing. It's almost like a osmosis within the school day. So I do think there's very practical things that the government can do separate or side by side with the patronage programme, where you wouldn't have children in a situation where they're disadvantaged to that degree during the school day.
There'll be parents listening to this, and you talk about the 14% of people who are non-religious. There'll be people at the other end of the spectrum who would absolutely have no problem kind of sending their kids to extra classes after school or Sunday school or whatever you're having. You know, this is an issue very close to their heart. There's kind of the great mass of people in the middle. And I just wonder what your view is on whether some of them or a lot of them, it kind of suits them that the school, they don't wear religion on their sleeve. There's almost a bit of embarrassment maybe in Ireland about kind of talking about religion openly. We certainly don't do it like in other societies, but people might be still kind of nominally religious, and actually it suits them that the school kind of does that.
Yeah, that's very true, because you know, I suppose in 2022 when we were looking at the census campaign where we encourage people to answer the religion question honestly, certainly we would be very clear that there's a huge percentage of the Irish population that are what you might call culturally religious or culturally Catholic. They have an affiliation because they were baptised into it, and I suppose the school system takes care of the communion and the confirmation.
Yeah, and they were big cultural moments, if they weren't even religious moments for a particular person. Now, the church would say they were, whether you interpret it that way or not. But I mean, they were a moment, a cultural touchstone or a keystone in your life. And we kind of like the idea maybe that they might be in our kids' lives, but not so much that I want to do it in my spare time.
Yeah, well, like, I guess that would, you know, the truth would be, or the proof would be in the pudding, or in the eating of it. You know, if it was moved to the end of the school day, I think you probably, in all likelihood, would see a dramatic reduction in the amount of children that would be put forward for sacraments, because if parents had to make additional efforts to do that. And I suppose when we flip that around, we say, well, what about the non-religious children that are missing out that 10% of the school day when they should be learning English or mathematics or history or whatever? So, you know, you do have to have a look at that, and you say, well, if you look at the amount of people, I suppose, who attend Mass, the percentage is around 30%. So, you know, you can say, how does that equate with the 69% who ticked Catholic in the census? In reality, if religious instruction was moved to the end of the school day, I think you would see a dramatic reduction even further.
Well, isn't the fact that new schools, when they are built and coming online, are not coming with a religious ethos, is evidence of the fact that you know, if we were starting from scratch, this isn't the system we would design, but it is the system we have. So kind of to use that awful phrase, we are where we are. What would be the next thing you would like to see government do in order to get us closer to the type of system you would like?
So, well, I think, first of all, they do have a plan for 400 schools by 2030. So, I mean, that's a very ambitious plan. But I would like to see them set out the A to Z of how they actually intend to achieve that. That would be a very good start. But even, you know, that 400 would only be a drop in the ocean. It would only put us at about 13% of schools. But it would be a very good start if the minister could
achieve
that. It'd
be a lot now. It'd be 230 new schools between now and 2030 in 6 years.
Well, I don't think there's any prospect of there being new schools. I think that, you know, that has to come under the divestment. Yes, you do. You absolutely need them to achieve their own goals that are set out.
And how many did you say right at the outset have divested?
So in the last 5 years, you've had 8 schools. In 2022, there was 1 school. So it's not clear to me.
There would need to be a big push.
Yes, it's not clear to me how in 6 years that we're going to achieve 230 schools to be divested when it has been at the pace of 1 to 2 per year.
All right. Well, that is the job of work you would like to see them do. Gillian, thanks a million for coming in and setting all of that out so clearly for us.
Gillian
Brennan is the CEO of the Humanist Association of Ireland. It's important not to conflate schools run by religious institutions, says one listener, and the teaching of religion in schools. Ignorance around world religions is the massive cause of conflict and ignorance. Learning about religion is really important for enabling multicultural communities to live together harmoniously. Religion taught properly is an essential component of education. Just one of the texts coming in. 0874.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.